Welcome to Physics Unlocked, your go-to revision podcast for GCSE success. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most calculation-heavy topics in the OCR physics specification, wave speed. This is topic 4.3, and whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, you need to own this topic. So grab your revision notes, and let's get started. In this episode, we'll cover exactly what wave speed is and how to define it precisely, because the examiner's definition is not the same as saying how fast a wave moves. We'll work through both key equations, tackle unit conversions that trip up thousands of candidates every year, explore the PAG P8 ripple tank practical in detail, and then I'll give you my top exam tips, a quick-fire quiz, and a punchy summary to lock it all in. Let's go. Section 1. Core Concepts. What is wave speed? Let's start with the definition, and I mean the exam board definition, the one that earns you marks. Wave speed is the distance traveled by a wave front per unit time. Notice I said wavefront, not the wave itself. This distinction matters. In a ripple tank, you're watching the wavefronts, those lines of compressed or raised water, move across the surface. The speed at which one of those lines travels is the wave speed. If you write how fast the wave moves, you'll likely lose the mark. The examiner wants to see distance per unit time or distance divided by time. Now, wave speed is measured in meters per second, that's m or second, and it depends on the medium the wave is traveling through. Sound travels at roughly 330 to 340 meters per second in air at room temperature. In water, it's much faster, around 1500 meters per second. Light travels at 300 million meters per second in a vacuum. These are your sanity check values. If you calculate a wave speed for sound and air and get 3000 meters per second, something has gone wrong, probably a unit conversion error. Section 2, the two equations. There are two equations you need for wave speed, and you need to know when to use each one. Equation 1, V equals F times lambda, that's wave speed, equals frequency multiplied by wavelength. Let's break down each symbol. V is wave speed in meters per second. F is frequency in hertz, that's cycles per second, or how many complete waves pass a point every second. And lambda, that's the Greek letter that looks like an upside down Y, is wavelength in meters. Wavelength is the distance from one crest to the next crest or from one compression to the next compression in a longitudinal wave. This equation is given to you on the OCR formula sheet, so you don't need to memorize it, but you absolutely must be able to use it, rearrange it, and apply it correctly. To find frequency, you rearrange to F equals V divided by lambda. To find wavelength, lambda equals V divided by F. Use the formula triangle, put V at the top, F and lambda at the bottom, cover what you want to find, and the remaining symbols show you the operation. Equation 2, V equals X divided by T, that's wave speed equals distance divided by time. This is the general speed equation, and it applies to waves just as it applies to cars on a motorway. X is distance in meters, T is time in seconds. You use this equation when you're given information about how far a wave has traveled and how long it took. For example, in a question about a sound wave echoing off a cliff or a seismic wave traveling through the Earth. Here's a critical point. These two equations are linked. You might be given a question that requires you to use both. For example, a sound wave travels 660 meters in 2 seconds. What is its frequency if its wavelength is 0.5 meters? First, use V equals X over T to find the speed. 660 divided by 2 equals 330 meters per second. Then use V equals F lambda, rearrange to F equals V over lambda, 330 divided by 0.5 equals 660 hertz. Two equations, one question, full marks. Section 3, unit conversions. The mark loser. I cannot stress this enough. Unit conversions are where thousands of candidates lose marks every single year. Let me walk you through the key ones. Wavelength is almost always given in centimeters or millimeters in exam questions, but the equation requires meters. To convert centimeters to meters, divide by 100. So 25 centimeters becomes 0.25 meters. To convert millimeters to meters, divide by 1,000. So 500 millimeters becomes 0.5 meters. Frequency can be given in kilohertz or megahertz. 1 kilohertz equals 1,000 hertz. So 5 kilohertz equals 5,000 hertz, or 5 × 10³ hertz. 1 megahertz equals 1 million hertz, or 10⁶ hertz. The moment you see kilohertz or megahertz in a question, convert it immediately, before you do anything else. Here's a worked example. A radio wave has a frequency of 100 megahertz and a wavelength of 3 meters. Calculate its speed. Step 1, convert frequency. 100 megahertz equals 100 times 10 to the 6, which is 10 to the 8 hertz. Step 2, apply V equals F lambda. V equals 10 to the 8 multiplied by 3, which equals 3 times 10 to the 8 meters per second. That's 300 million meters per second, the speed of light. Your sanity check confirms this is correct. Section 4. The Ripple Tank Practical, PAG P8. The Ripple Tank Practical is assessed in your written exams, so you need to know it inside out. Let me walk you through the method, the measurements, and the examiner's expectations. The apparatus: a shallow glass tank of water, a vibrating dipper connected to a frequency generator, a bright light source above the tank, and a white screen below to project the shadow pattern of the wavefronts. The method to measure wave speed. First, set the frequency generator to a known frequency, for example, 10 Hz. The dipper vibrates at this frequency, creating parallel wavefronts across the water surface. Second, use a stroboscope or the frequency generator reading to confirm the frequency. Third, and this is the critical step, measure the wavelength. Do not measure a single wavelength. Instead, measure the total distance across 10 complete wavelengths, then divide by 10. This is called measuring multiple wavelengths to reduce random error. Use a ruler placed on the screen below the tank, measuring the shadow pattern. Fourth, calculate wave speed using V equals F lambda. Why measure 10 wavelengths? Because the percentage uncertainty in your measurement is much smaller. If you measure one wavelength and you're 1 millimeter out, that's a large percentage error. If you measure 10 wavelengths and you're 1 millimeter out, the error in each individual wavelength is only 0.1 millimeters. Examiners will award a mark specifically for this technique. In a 6-mark practical question, you need to state the measuring instrument, the variable being measured, the range of measurements, how you reduce error, and how you calculate the final result. For wave speed, meter rule to measure wavelength across 10 waves, frequency generator or stroboscope to measure frequency, calculate mean wavelength, apply V equals F lambda. Section 5, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam strategy. I'm going to give you my top 5 tips for maximizing your marks on wave speed questions. Tip 1, always write the formula before substituting. The examiner awards a mark for correct substitution, but they can only give you that mark if they can see you're working. Write V equals F lambda, then write the numbers in. Even if your final answer is wrong due to an arithmetic error, you'll still earn the substitution mark. Tip 2, convert units before you substitute. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. The moment you see centimeters, millimeters, kilohertz, or megahertz, convert immediately. Write the converted value clearly. Examiners specifically look for evidence of conversion and will award a mark for it. Tip 3, know your command words. State means give a short factual answer, one sentence maximum. Calculate means show full working, including formula, substitution, and answer with units. Describe means say what happens, use correct terminology. Explain means give a reason, use the word because. Evaluate means consider evidence and make a judgment. Tip 4, use sanity checks. Sound in air is about 330 to 340 meters per second. Light in a vacuum is 3 times 10 to the 8 meters per second. If your answer is wildly different from these benchmarks for the appropriate wave type, go back and check your working. Tip 5, in practical questions, name your instruments. Don't just say, measure the wavelength, say, use a meter rule to measure the distance across 10 wavelengths on the projected shadow pattern. The extra specificity is what separates a 4-mark answer from a 6-mark answer. Common mistake 1, confusing period and frequency. The period T is the time for one complete wave measured in seconds. Frequency F is the number of complete waves per second measured in hertz. They are reciprocals of each other. F equals 1 over T. If you're given a period of 0.02 seconds and asked for wave speed, you must first convert to frequency. F equals 1 over 0.02 equals 50 hertz. Then apply V equals F lambda. Common mistake 2, measuring one wavelength in the ripple tank. Always measure across multiple waves, at least 10, and calculate the mean. Common mistake 3, rearranging incorrectly. If V equals F lambda, then F equals V divided by lambda, not F equals V times lambda. Cover lambda in the triangle to get V over F. Cover F to get V over lambda. Section 6, Quick Fire Recall Quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the unit of frequency? Hertz or hearts? Question 2. What does lambda represent in the wave equation? Wavelength measured in meters? Question 3. A wave has a frequency of 200 hertz and a wavelength of 1.5 meters. What is its speed? Wave equals 200 times u the much equals 300 meters per second. Question 4. A wavelength is given as 25 centimeters. What is this in meters? 0.25 meters. Divide by 100. Question 5. In a ripple tank practical, why do we measure across 10 wavelengths rather than one? To reduce random error and improve accuracy by calculating a mean wavelength. Question 6. What is the approximate speed of sound in air? 330 to 340 meters per second. Question 7. A sound wave travels 1320 meters in 4 seconds. What is its speed? V equals 1320 divided by 4 equals 330 meters per second. How did you do? If you got all 7, you're in excellent shape. If you stumbled on any, go back to that section of your notes and review it before your exam. Section 7, summary and sign off. Let's bring it all together. Wave speed is the distance traveled by a wave front per unit time. You have 2 equations. V equals F lambda for when you know frequency and wavelength, and V equals X over T for when you know distance and time. Always convert wavelength to meters and frequency to hertz before substituting. In the ripple tank practical, measure across 10 wavelengths to reduce random error. Use the formula triangle to rearrange equations confidently. And always show you're working. The examiner can only award marks for what they can see. The AO breakdown for this topic is 30% knowledge recall, 40% application, and 30% practical skills. That means the majority of marks are for applying and evaluating, so practice calculations and practical descriptions, not just definitions. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you prepared for in revision. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode of Physics Unlocked.